Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Coming up later this hour, the percentage of moms who regret the name they give their child.
Ew!
Mm-hmm. It's much higher than you think.
Ooh, all right.
It is much higher. Welcome back. Second hour of the Wednesday edition of the Dana and Parks program. It is good to be with you. A beautiful, gorgeous, unsummer-like day here in Kansas City.
We have been thrilled. We've been trying to get this on the books for quite a while. Clay County Prosecutor Zach Thompson joins us now live in studio. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Primarily a way that you, your parents, your grandparents, can really educate yourselves and empower yourselves against the scammers that we talk about on this program all the time. And so, Zach, we're going to get to that in a moment. First, thank you for joining us. We've been trying to get this on the books for a while.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So good to have you on. We would be remiss as we sit here to not see this coming and hope that it did not happen. But here we are again with another deadly school shooting, this time in Georgia, about 45 minutes east of Atlanta. We won't spend a lot of time talking with you about this because the details are just now coming in. But I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask that the text line has exploded. People want parents charged when something like this happens. As a prosecutor, as a parent, this is everybody's nightmare, but it has happened again. Can you talk a little bit about, we're seeing some cases where parents are being charged, but why it's just not as simple as that?
Well, I want to begin by saying my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's affected by that. Anytime something like this happens, it's traumatic for the community. It's traumatic for our entire country. So I want to send my thoughts and prayers to all those affected by that crime. To answer your question, all criminal cases, the stuff you're talking about, and any other type of criminal case is extremely fact sensitive. So it really just depends on the facts of an individual case. So saying some kind of blanket rule that would apply to all situations just doesn't work.
Is it illegal to allow, and I know we're speaking somewhat hypothetically, is it illegal to allow a 14-year-old access to a gun if he or she is not supervised by an adult?
It would just depend on the circumstances, right? It'd be hard to tell, It depends what happens with that and what kind of training is involved. So
it's just you just can't make a blanket statement, and people want a blanket solution, and there just isn't one. If you want to take your 14-year-old hunting, that's perfectly fine.
Sure. People enjoy hunting with their family all the time. Here's what I would say is that in this case and all other cases, it's important to wait for all the facts to come out before we make decisions and start calling for any particular action. We've seen that in our county and in a lot of other counties too, right? It's important to let the law enforcement professionals do their job so they can create the best case for the prosecutor's office.
And sometimes those cases take time.
It does, right?
Right. So one of the cases we're going to talk about today at length, because this has been in our stack almost more than any other crime I can think of in the last few years, the explosion in cases involving not completely always our elderly population, but a lot of the victims in these cases happen to be older. And there is now a program called CEACE, and that stands for Citizens Education Against Scams and Exploitation. I can't tell you, Zach, how many times we've sat here and talked about local individuals who have had $100,000 wiped out, $500,000 wiped out, and more, because the scams have gotten so sophisticated.
It really is the case, right? This is an issue that affects everybody. I myself, members of my family have been taken advantage of by scammers. So everybody probably knows someone that they care about that's been taken advantage of by scammers. And they do target seniors for a reason, right? They target seniors because often they have a nest egg built up over a lifetime of work. They often have better credit. They have equity in their homes. And they also target them because in a lot of cases, they view them as better victims, right? Sometimes seniors can have memory issues. If they get taken advantage of, seniors can feel embarrassed. And that may prevent them from reporting the crime in the first place.
We're way past the old Nigerian prince in an email with the sophistication of these scams, are we not?
Well, sure. There's scammers sitting around using their intelligence every day, thinking of new and different ways to scam people. And that's what we're seeing with cryptocurrency. This is a new avenue whereby fraudsters can target their victims, right? Last year, $4 billion was lost in America to cryptocurrency-related scams. That's up 50% from the year previously. So it's a growing problem. It's a continuing problem. And Clay County isn't immune to it. We've seen numerous reports of people being taken advantage of through cryptocurrency.
So you guys are pairing with the Mid-Continent Library, and I love this. However, that being said, almost every time we talk about one of these scams, the relatives will say, or the victim will say, in a million years, I never thought this would happen to me. Everybody says that because we talk about this, Zach. We say, look, the IRS is never going to pick up the phone and call you and demand that you hand over your bank information. The FBI, the Highway Patrol, the prosecutor's office, you know, some of the scams involve frantic, quote, grandchildren calling for help. You know, we say it again and again and again, and yet there are victims again and again and again.
Well, that's right. There's a million different types of scams, but they all have similar characteristics. The scammer tries to create a sense of urgency, right? They don't want you thinking logically. They want you thinking emotionally.
Yeah.
So they create some kind of urgency. Something's bad is going to happen unless you do something right now. So that's the first step, right? That's a warning sign. Another warning sign is they want you to keep it secret. They don't want you talking about what they're doing, because the more you talk about it, the more you talk about it out loud, it sounds like what it is. It's a scam. And one of the biggest giveaways on this is the method of payment. No legitimate business or government agency is going to ask you to buy a bunch of gift cards and read you the numbers on the back of them. Right? That doesn't happen. Likewise, no legitimate business or government is going to ask you to convert your bank account into cryptocurrency and send it to them. That doesn't happen.
To what extent can you partner with the banks so that if somebody makes a gigantic withdrawal or several gigantic withdrawals, and I think the banks by and large do a good job, but you know, we've also seen cases where people will ask, and I think rightfully so, how did the bank let this happen?
Well, sure, you're really relying on the bank tellers, and I know several bank employees that do an excellent job when they see a client of theirs walk in and try to withdraw a large amount of cash. They ask questions and see what's going on. That being said, these scammers do such a good job of convincing their victims to do this, that even in the face of someone warning them that it's a scam, they continue to withdraw the money and send it to the fraudster.
But I can only imagine there are countless people in their cars listening to you talk right now saying, how could people fall for this? This idea that I need to go to my bank and because
there's been a robbery and we think your money's involved and we're trying to get it back.
And I need to withdraw $5,000 today, $5,000 tomorrow, $5,000 on Friday. I mean, there has to be countless people in their cars right now saying, how do people fall for this? Because you wouldn't, I wouldn't, Dana wouldn't.
I'd like to think I wouldn't, right? But there's been events where I've gotten a text message, right? Who here hasn't got the text message from someone pretending to be from the postal service saying right. that they're having trouble delivering your package, right? The first time I got that, I thought maybe there might be something to it. Turns out that's a scam, right?
I'll tell you this. One of my girlfriends, highly educated, 50 years old, has had the same job for 30 years. Someone figured out her boss's name. You can find this online. Created an email, and let's say her boss was Scott Parks, created the scott.parks@gmail.com. So when it came in, it looked like her boss.
Thanks for giving out my email address.
And it said, from Scott, let's say it was to Dana. Sure. Dana, this is Scott. I need you to go right now. We have a client event coming up. I completely forgot. We need 50 gift cards from Target. And this was right before Christmas. And my girlfriend said to me, it wouldn't be that unusual for him to direct me to go get 50 gift cards. But there was an urgency to the email. And I wrote, emailed back and said, how soon do you need it? Yesterday. I cannot believe we forgot about this. Go now and email me back as soon as you have it. She threw about four or five emails back and forth, actually thought this was her boss. And then there's a little voice in the back of her head. And she's like, God, the cadence of his demand. She said, my boss wasn't a demanding, rude guy. And it got very snippy. And so I picked up the phone and I called him and I said, what the heck is going on? He said, what are you talking about? And she said, I'm at Target. I have these gift cards. Like, what is going on? And he goes, what gift cards? She was all the way at the end of the scam, Zach. She was about right. And we need the numbers on the back. I don't have time to get these to the clients. She's like, all right.
No, that happens. We've received an email in the prosecutor's office from someone pretending to be a Clay County commissioner. And it was very similar to that, right? And they said, we're putting together a celebration for some employees. We're going to need some gift cards purchased. And don't tell anybody about it, right? That's the warning sign. They want it to be a surprise, so don't tell anybody about it. So no one's immune to this. I spoke to a priest at his church where his congregation was receiving text messages and emails supposedly from him for the very same purpose. We're going to give some gift cards out to some parishioners who deserve them. But don't tell anybody about it because we want it to be a surprise.
All right, so when we get back, we're going to talk about this collaboration with the Mid-Continent Library and who you hope to see in the audience there and how we can continue to spread this message so that our local citizens don't fall victim to this type of very prolific scam that's straight ahead.
If you have a question, we'll certainly take it on the text line, 913-586-7798. Joining us in studio, Clay County Prosecutor Zach Thompson.
It's called Citizen Education Against Scams and Exploitation. And there are several meetings coming up in conjunction with the Clay County Prosecutor's Office and the Mid-Continent Public Library. If you go to the library's website, and we'll put this all on our social media pages, you can register, sign up. You want all adults coming. Even if you have elderly parents or grandparents, you're trying to spread the word, Zach, that this is happening in our town.
Right, we are. CEASE is its proactive nature, right? So often in the prosecutor's office, we see a case after the damage is done, after the bank account's been wiped out. So the goal on this initiative is to give tools to our citizens so we can fight back against the scammers together. And as far as who should come, everybody, right? Because scammers don't care how old you are, right? They just want your money. They want to take advantage of you. Now, they do target seniors, and on average, seniors lose twice as much when they're the victim of a scam. But what we're seeing is that younger generations are falling victim to scams online at a higher rate than seniors now.
No way.
That's true.
Wait, say that again?
That younger generations are falling victim to online scams in particular at higher rates than seniors. And it may have something to do with the amount of time they spend online. But,
sure.
But that's the data bears that out, that you don't have to be a senior to be the target of a scam, especially online, right? Younger generations, when it comes to folks graduating from college and looking for their first job, there's all sorts of scams about people, you know, promising you a good job. All you got to do is give them a bunch of information, and then you've had your identity stolen.
Yeah, and money. Are we to the point yet where it is prudent to have two-factor authentication or someone else on your account for large withdrawals? So, like, I think about my mom and dad, and then it puts me in an awkward position, because who am I to say to two grown adults that are perfectly capable of making their own decisions, hey, if you're going to make a withdrawal more than $10,000, why don't you put myself or my brother on the account so we can all just be on the same page so you don't get scammed? I mean, the people that are being scammed, Zach, are adults.
I don't think that's unreasonable. But
man, that's an awkward conversation to have. Well, just in case you get scammed. I don't know what the answer is.
I think everybody's answer is different. You have to evaluate your security and decide what steps are necessary to protect yourself. You realize you're the victim of a scam. Realize, you know, where your vulnerabilities lie. And that may be at the bank, right? It may be that you should have a sibling or an adult child be a co-signer on your bank account.
Where are these scammers? Are they in Kansas City? Are they in New York City? Are they in Venezuela? Are they in Cuba?
Sure. So they're everywhere. It just depends on the type of scam you're talking about. If you're talking about your average door-to-door scam where someone's wearing a reflective vest and knocking on your door, promising you a great deal on resurfacing your driveway, those folks tend to be, you know, at least based in the United States. When I first became a prosecutor, I prosecuted someone who was a traveler. He was passing through Clay County, and he was allegedly selling roofing services, and he tried to take advantage of an old woman. Luckily, we were able to find him.
Like a grifter.
Or fly-by-night is what they're often called.
Well, sure, yeah. They go from town to town until, you know, they take advantage of enough people, and it starts getting, you know, hard for them to do business, and then they move on to the next town before the police catch up to them.
Can you take a stab at the percentage of times you are able to recover any money once this starts to get out? That this has happened?
Well, I can't think of too many times where we, one, identified the suspect, right? Two, had enough evidence to charge him. Three, enough to convict him. And then four, they actually had money to pay back their victims, right? That's an extremely rare circumstance. And that's why I think CEASE is so important, because we get to stop those scammers before that happens.
Because stopping them after it happens is almost impossible.
Well, I mean, once the, you know, cow's out of the barn, there's very little we can do. Now, we can do our best to hold them accountable. And I know the law enforcement agencies in Clay County do their very best to investigate these cases. And you ask where these folks were located at. So your door-to-door scammers are here. But the online scammers and the telephone scammers are based overseas. And that makes it extremely difficult to investigate these cases.
All right, so where can people find out more information about CEASE? You're doing these seminars throughout September and October. Tell people where they can find out more information.
Sure. So we partnered with the Mid-Continent Library. They were gracious enough to host us. So if you go to their website, click on the events tab and search for scams, you'll be able to see when and where we're speaking. We are going to be at each one of their branches within Clay County over the next few months.
All right, get it done. And Mid-Continent Library, by the way, is mymcpl.org. Just go to events. It's the first thing that pops up.
Mymlcp.org.
Mymcpl.org for more information on CEASE, which is Citizens Education Against Scams and Exploitation. Zach Thompson, the Clay County Prosecutor, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you. Thank you very much. More of Dana Parks in just a moment here on KMBZ. Speaking of Clay County, by the way, good afternoon, everybody. This from the Excelsior Springs, Missouri Police Department. It's on their Facebook page. They have this man in custody now as of 44 minutes ago. But they write, last night, this was in their attempt to identify Last night, officers responded to a call at Walmart regarding a theft involving Pokemon cards.
Well, his name is Ash. He's got to catch them all.
I don't know what that means, but I'm assuming that's a pun on Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
During the incident, the suspect was confronted by store employees. In response, the suspect displayed a knife and then fled the scene on foot. He was described and is now in custody.
Have you seen the grainy surveillance photo?
As a white male, late teens to early 20s, with brown hair, possibly in an outgrown Afro style.
What do you mean possibly?
Yeah, are they confused?
Never had a date. Dare I continue? Have you seen the photo?
He was wearing a dark blue graphic t-shirt.
Now.
Dark blue pants.
I'm sorry. If you look up criminal and dork in the dictionary, you get this dude.
By the way, Ash Ketchum is the main character of the Pokemon series.
And you know what? I'm proud of myself that I don't know that.
Could we talk a little bit about what these cards are worth and why someone might make the stupid, life-altering decision to commit armed robbery for a Pokemon card?
Well, do you think that line forms to the left or right?
I don't know, ladies. The line is long.
It's a circle.
The line.
99.99% of these cards are worth roughly nothing.
Just like when you go to Walmart, and I have many times in my life, or Target, and you buy, you know, the random stack of baseball cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
You would have to buy hundreds of them to get that one guy's rookie card who someday is going to be Shohei Ohtani.
Now, you can buy the boxes, and I don't remember what they're called, but it's essentially an entire box of these packets for like a couple hundred thousand dollars and still not get a single rare card in there.
Didn't Jake Paul come to town? I want to say it was like Lenexa or Lisa.
To buy one of these.
Yes. That was about 3 years ago.
And how much was it? A million or more?
He pays a pretty penny for those boxes.
I'll look that up.
But is that why, like, I'm going to go commit armed robbery. I'm going to swipe a box from Walmart in hopes that there's a one in a million shot. There's something in there worth more than 10 cents.
Well, that would be someone who doesn't quite know what they're doing, because the random boxes at Walmart are pretty certain to not have the super rare cards in them.
Well, then where do you find the rare cards?
You buy the $350,000 box that has been sitting around for a
long time.
That's
dumb.
You gamble and you pray that you're going to get a $5 million Pokemon card out of it.
Okay. I can't find the story with Jake Paul, but I do remember him coming to town. Because we had the owner of the card shop on the air with us.
By the way, I believe it was Logan Paul. They're both.
Oh, was it Logan Paul? They're both dorks.
Logan Paul has a $5 million Pokemon card.
For what purpose?
Yeah.
$5,275,000.
Hey, Sam, let's do this real quick. Can you go to either CNN or MSNBC? They are holding a news conference in Georgia following this school shooting today.
Sheriff Judd Smith just now took the podium.
Speaking to the media in my career over something that happened today, the pure evil that happened today. I cannot thank the people behind me for the support they give me today, to give this office and give this staff. This hits home for me. I was born and raised here. I went to school in this school system. My kids go to this school system. I'm proud of this school system. My heart hurts for these kids. My heart hurts for our community. But I want to make it very clear that hate will not prevail in this county. I want that to be very clear and known. Love will prevail over what happened today. I assure you of that. It is very early as to what happened. Governor Kemp reached out to me and has provided me every single resource that he has to make sure justice prevails. I don't know why it happened. I may not ever know. We may not ever know. But I ask that you and our community lift up our schools, lift up our public safety, and that, again, we do not let this hateful event prevail as to what happened today. I want to thank the surrounding agencies and counties and cities and state and federal authorities that have come and provided us, because they prevented a lot of more tragic events from happening. Continue to lift up these families. Continue to lift up our students and our kids. And know that love will prevail. At this time, I'm going to ask Dr. LaDuff, our school superintendent, to come and speak on behalf of the school.
Good afternoon. I'm Dallas LaDuff. I'm the superintendent of Bexar County School System. I want to thank the Bexar County Sheriff's Office and all of our law enforcement partners for their swift response today, along with that of our staff. I'd also like to thank our community for their response and patience as we work to reunify the students with their families here today and secure the rest of our school campuses. Our schools will be closed for the remainder of this week as we cooperate fully with law enforcement to get answers to the many questions that we all have about this incident here today. But as we are closed, our central offices will remain open, but we will have grief counseling available for our community every day this week and thereafter as we support each other through this terrible event. In closing, I just want to say to our community, as a school system, we are here for you, we support you, and we are ready to get you any support that you may need as we grieve through this together. Thank you.
Sheriff, if you're saying hate will not prevail in this community, are you investigating this as some sort of hate crime?
Well, shortly, if someone decides to take a firearm into a school where kids are given an education or entitled to an education and want to harm others, to me, it's hateful.
Sheriff, can you talk about the initial interaction between whoever was able to stop the shooter? Can you describe that to us? How did it go down? What exactly happened for us?
Obviously, the shooter was armed, and our school resource officer engaged him. And the shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground, and the deputy took him into custody.
Sheriff, any idea how the weapon got inside the school? And was there any warning that this was going to happen?
Not that I'm aware of. Again, very early, and we're still looking into that, whether or not or how he obtained it and how he got it in the school.
Sheriff, sure. Has he been in touch at all with his parents or his family to learn more about what led up to these moments?
We have.
Any information you can share?
No.
What kind of weapon was used? It seems like you have a large Hispanic population. Have you been able to communicate with the people in their language to make sure that everybody knows what's happening?
Yes, sir, I have. The school and our office has people that speak in Spanish, and they have spoke to those folks as well. Yes.
How has been the surveillance helping you? Is the shooter speaking with the law enforcement now?
Sorry.
Is the shooter talking? Is he saying why?
The shooter was interviewed, and he was speaking with our investigators earlier, along with the GBI.
How is that video surveillance? How is that helping you, Sheriff?
It is helping our investigation.
Can you say, Sheriff, is this
reports of threatening calls perhaps made to the school prior to the shooting? Is that accurate?
None that I'm aware of.
Were all nine injured victims shot?
In some capacity, yes.
Sheriff, can you tell us about the two individuals deceased, and was one targeted?
We don't know of any targets at this point.
Sheriff, what kind of weapon was used? Have you identified the weapon?
Okay. We have not identified that at this point, no.
Sheriff, is there a connection? Says,
this is the last question I'm going to say.
Sheriff, is there a connection here between the shooter and the victims?
None that I'm aware of.
Was this your? Is this a student here at the school?
I know that you have a lot of questions about the student and that we mentioned that we identified earlier. Keep in mind that's part of our investigation, that we're looking into every aspect of that individual, his connection here at the school. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier, he was a student here. So as part of our investigation, we're looking into all aspects, current and prior, involving that individual.
Can you tell us how many rounds were fired?
He is a student.
Can you tell us how many rounds were fired?
Do what?
The shooter is a student. Yes.
When can we expect?
We do not know how many rounds.
Director, has that shooter had any past history with law enforcement?
For now, this is the information that we have. It is an active investigation. I assure you, we do plan to come back out here in a couple of hours. Please make sure you're following the GBIX page. That's where we're going to be putting the updates. If there's anything that's new, we'll make sure that we share that information. It's still very early. Investigators have a lot of work to do. We appreciate your patience. Do expect another in-person news conference out here next few hours. Monitor the X page, and we will be sure to update you accordingly. Thank you.
It looks like they're wrapping it up.
A spokesperson from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, but this just in, and we missed the very beginning of the news conference. The 14-year-old has been identified as a student. He is going to be charged with murder after two students and two teachers were killed. Multiple others hurt. As you heard, the nine who are injured all suffered gunshot wounds in some capacity.
Credit goes to Fox News for letting us piggyback on their coverage of that news conference. If there is another one in the body of this show, we will carry it live. But as Dana mentioned, four people have been killed at a high school, Appalachian High School in Winder, Georgia, which is about 45 miles northeast or east of Atlanta. We will continue to monitor this story and bring you information as it develops here on Dana and Parks. Brian May, the lead guitarist of Queen, revealed today that he had a minor stroke last week, which caused him to temporarily lose control over one of his arms. Which is not good when you're a guitarist. May is 77 years old, said in a video on his website that he's doing okay, but that he was grounded and advised not to drive, fly, or do any activity, which raises his heart rate too high. He says he's going to be okay.
Listen. Yeah. United States is reporting the 28th death caused by those exploding Takata airbag inflators. You've heard about this, Scott. In some of them, when the airbags go off, it shoots out shrapnel at 3,000 miles an hour. And another death has been linked to those
28?
Inflators. 28 death. Remember, one of them we talked about last week was in a rental car.
I'm surprised it's that low, considering the millions of cars that these airbags were installed into in the early 2000s.
But they're not all faulty, are they?
They've recalled basically every single one of them.
You would not want one in your car.
And if you drive one of those vehicles, don't wreck.
Okay. Is it Honda and Acura only? Because it says Honda and Acura owners can check for recalls. Recalls.honda.com and recalls.acura.com. You can also go to the NHTSA website and key in your VIN. There are 67 million Takata inflators involved in one of the largest series of auto recalls in United States history. Takata, by the way, is bankrupt.
I wonder why. Weird.
The world may never know. From Fox 4, a mid-Missouri fisherman caught a 74-pound carp last month, setting a new state record. The Missouri Department of Conservation reports that Frank Reynolds of Lynn, Missouri, caught the record fish through bow fishing. I have no idea what that is.
Where you shoot him like you're just Tom Hanks and...
Oh, I've seen it. It is super cool to watch.
Like, you shoot it like with a...
You stand
like
up...
Like a crossbow?
In your John boat. And you got your actual bow and arrow, and there is a rope tied to the back of it, like a harpoon, and you just
shoot into the water. That's kind of awesome, isn't it? It's awesome. The state does recognize it as an alternative method to traditional rod and reel fishing.
How much did it weigh?
It weighed 74 pounds, 2 ounces.
There we go.
What do we got?
We got weights and fish. There we go.
74 pounds? That's like a third grader.
We got weights and fit.
There we go.
What do you call it, Sam?
There we go. All right.
What do you call it when you hand, you do it with your hands?
Oh, that's called,
do you know it, Scott?
Is it catfishing?
No.
No.
When you go in and you just, your hand goes in and you, that's all you use. There's no bow, there's no arrow, there's no rod, there's no reel.
It's called,
LARPing?
No, that's,
carping. It's with catfish.
Yes. What is it called, Sam?
I believe snagging is the term.
No. Noodling. Look on the
noodling.
Text
noodling.
Line.
Noodling. That's it.
Noodling. Not to be conflated with canoodling,
no.
Which is different.
No.
Noodling. How? Have you ever seen these videos? I'm telling you, it is crazy.
Well, so,
you stick your arm down in this hole.
Well, because catfish live on the bottom. That's why you don't ever eat catfish. They're poop eaters.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh my gosh, a million texts just came in saying noodling.
Yes, I see them all, and I just got a text.
Do you know, you can also just lose your hand? Those things don't go easily.
Well, catfish don't have teeth.
They have barbs. Don't they stab you?
I beg your pardon?
No. I'm pretty sure they stab you with their barbs. I have a friend from high school who did this. You get injured when you're noodling.
And it's not a catfish that they had their hand down.
Yes, it does.
Hang on. I'm going to look it up. I do not believe
catfish. I'm telling you, I know. If you Google noodling, one of the first results you get is noodling catfish gone wrong.
Catfish do not have teeth. Inside their mouths, they have rough pads, sometimes called cardiform teeth. They use to grab and hold on to their prey, which is poop. However, there are some species of catfish that do have teeth.
Nope. Here is my worst injury I have had to date. Catfish noodling. I ended up with severe damage to my wrist and fingers. I'm telling you, it's. I don't want to say it's dangerous to do it, but it's dangerous to do it.
Catfish is delicious, by the way.
How come you only have one arm?
I wouldn't know. They're a bottom feeder.
It is delicious.
I don't eat bottom feeders.
Western Shawnee.
That's right. They don't even sell it at our grocery stores.
Filet of soul, just for you.
News with Dan Weinbaum. Coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.